This is the worst. I thought getting the job was the worst, but this is definitely worser than the worst. And worse than the worst is how I'm dealing with the worst. It's a shambles. Slightly tipsy on wine we cannot afford. And it's the cheap stuff. Ugh. I do not care for my attitude. I don't. I think it's sloppy, I think it's underwhelming, and I think I should be downright ashamed of myself. So why aren't I? I'm not a good person. No, I'm not. Don't gaslight me. I am a lazy, self-centered, entitled little loser. And I deserve this pity party. Well, it's the only party I'm gonna get. It is that bad. I'm bad. Tell me I'm bad. Cause I suck and I don't even have the decency to swallow. I'm a mess in a dress. Help. Babe. Why I gotta suck so bad? I do. I procrastinate. I avoid my responsibilities. I'm terrified of change. I need to get a grip. How about I give you a hand job? Cause this is the only thing I'm good for. And even those are meh. You deserve a lot better. Doom. You deserve Barbie. Barbie has like 300 jobs, has a beautiful body, an amazing personality, and I am lacking. Practically deficient. So I have decided that I must be shot at dawn. Well, it's the only way to deal with deadbeats. That, or I'm gonna have the pity party, then I'm gonna slap my ass, get on up, and deal with my life. I mean, the first one sounds a lot easier, but I'm guessing you're not okay with me kamikazing out of here. You had to throw a monkey wrench in my plan. They fired me because I suck. Yeah, it doesn't really help that they fire lots of other people, too. Yeah. But they kept Brenda. She has nicer legs than me. And it's all really unfair. Exactly. I didn't even like the job and they didn't want me. That's the direness of the situation. Pretty damn dire. Damn dire. I'm sorry. I know. Maybe if I was better, they would have kept me. I promise I'll start looking tomorrow. Right after the pity party comes the rising like a phoenix into another crappy job. Babe. This is not the time for risks. Because we need financial stability. We have rent, bills, stuff. No. I don't want to better myself. I want things to be easy. I'm gonna just finish the day and come back here and do some light spooning and humping. Is that too much to ask for? I don't think so. Yeah, but I'm not even that good. You see, the problem with having a really nice boyfriend is that they tell you lies. You tell me lies. What? Like, go for it. You're good enough. Okay, you believing in me isn't a lie, but... Babe... The internet is big and scary and it's full of other people doing a much better job of it than me. I didn't date me for my winning personality. Or my tenacity, or self-belief, or any of those qualities that would make me not a loser. It's okay, I'm a nice loser. I'm a helpful, dependable, cute, sometimes sexy loser. What if it doesn't work? And then you end up hating me because it's like, bitch, why have you made no money? You have too much face. And we'll balance each other out. Oh, I love you so much, but you make me... I don't want to believe. Okay, do it, but I'm scared. I'm scared. Let me stay in the comfort zone. Because it's so comfy, look. Look how comfortable I am. So heckin' comfortable. No. Don't push me. No. If I come out, I have to come out. I can't be pushed. You really think I could do it? Oh, you son of a bitch. Okay. Miss. Yes. I hate you. Just so you know, when I'm depressed and eating cereal at 3 a.m., all your own doing. Now I gotta draw stuff, things. I could always do furry porn. I hear people pay a lot. First rule of internet business, custom is custom. I know, I'm a natural already. Oh, I hate you. It's balanced out by love. Where's that tablet? Come here, mother trucker. Ideas. Don't starve and disappoint your ridiculously optimistic boyfriend. So I got a header. Next. Maybe I should get a part-time thing, just in case. Bitch, you believe too much. I can do both. Did you know that procrastinators make amazing multitaskers? Says Bing? Google snob. You're taking a gamble on me and it feels incredibly uncomfortable. I don't like pressure. It is not where I thrive. Also, who thrives under pressure? Nobody. Except sociopaths and perverts. And I am only partly one of those things. This is gonna be hard. Why? Why do you believe in me? Is it not a good deal? This is a poor decision. Me of too much faith. Why can't you be more like my mom? Disapproving and honest. Yes. Yes, I want to do it. I just want to be brave. And gutsy and determined and chutzpah. In reality, I'm jello. I have no structure or spine. I wanna so bad. I just don't want to crash and burn and disappoint the one person who believes in me and all that crud. Cause it's heckin' huge and you're adorable and wonderful and look at your little face. You're like a golden retriever. I wanna boop this note. Life was much simpler when I had nobody believing in me. I hope you're happy. Giving someone hope is dangerous. It's like farting when you're sick. It's a hell of a gamble. Ah, but the reward of farting away a stomachache. Probably worth it. Ay, 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 you and your belief. Your love, your affection, your support. You disgust me. Get away from me. You're gonna make me dare to be an optimist. And I'm sort of like, damn you, but also like, oh, I want this so bad. Yeah. Really, 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 really irritatingly so. Okay. I will need to put on my big girl pants first. Tomorrow? But I have noticed that I always do the thing I'm planning to do better when I put it off till tomorrow. Procrastinators unite. Tomorrow. I promise. Schedule for tomorrow. Wake up. Kick ass. And draw. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. You supportive bastard. Well, they do say dopamine is good for the soul. And I can definitely see it enhancing my creativity. I would really love you to support me into an orgasm. Do it for the art. No, I can't wait until tomorrow. Mm-hmm.